This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You don't give up your rights in this democracy just because you're in the hospital. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on what people who are sick can do tomorrow.
If you land in the hospital on Election Day, at least 13 states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Texas, allow patients to access what's called an emergency absentee ballot. To find out how to get that ballot, Deborah Cleaver with the nonpartisanvote.org says,
call your local election office. That is actually the only thing you can and should do.
Cleaver says the easiest way to do that is to go to U.S. Vote Foundation and use the Election Official Directory. It appears just a few hospitals around the country, including Meredith Medical Center in Maryland and Sutter Health Hospitals in Northern California, have programs for patients. Cambridge Health Alliance psychiatry resident Jennifer Okwiru, who plans to help patients in Boston tomorrow, would like to see that change.
It's not something that we think about very often, so nobody really knows how to execute this procedure.
Okwiru says part of delivering health means seeing patients as the full person they are and helping them exercise their constitutional right to vote. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.